there's a prophecy at the beginning of the book instead of a foreword.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a one-page prophecy, but it talks about the mystery schools of China and Greece and, you know, the temple schools of Egypt and having this legend of an island continent ruled by magicians and destroyed by nature, and that a piece of land was set aside and preserved, ready and waiting for when the Atlanteans would come together again, and that they would from all over the world, and that some people believe that place to be America. And that the
Well,
Atlanteans,
that's very possible, Dorothy.
I truly believe this, and that the Atlanteans are coming back together again in order to fulfill their destiny of bringing peace and tranquility to a troubled planet and the kingdom of God on earth. And then you turn the page, and it's Miami, chapter one. And it kind of sets a it kind of sets a mood for the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just about everything that has happened in the last 100 years has been brought through by some Atlantean soul. You know, all the inventions and the technology and everything, some Atlantean soul that is reincarnating now.
Do you think the Atlanteans were extraterrestrial or extraterrestrial offspring or got help from ETs?
I had read in an abstract metaphysical work, and intuitively I thought this to be correct, that the Atlanteans colonized here from another star system, perhaps in our Milky Way galaxy, either having lost an earlier opportunity or having lost their home. They were so far advanced from anyone else on the planet, which was exceedingly primitive at the time.
True. And isolated, too. They were isolated.
They didn't want to mix, you know, with the natives.
Yeah. No, you're right.
That they didn't have anything in common. And I do believe that there are places in a belt around the world, you know, that look like pyramids and such and are advanced technology, you know, somewhat of advanced technology built them, was built by the Atlanteans. And I think that they had outposts and perhaps planetariums and trading places where they would trade, you know, for gold. But that they didn't really have a lot of contact. I think they kind of kept hidden who they were and how advanced they were because it just didn't fit. And in these same abstract metaphysical works, they talked about the birth of this planet and that during the first cycle of 25,000 years that the planet was forming its etheric field, and that was during the Lemurian period.
Mm-hmm,
and that the
right.
Lemurians were really just up to that point, and that during the Atlantean period of the planet, that the astral field was coming into maturity. And, you know, so that's called the Atlantean 25,000-year cycle. And now we're in what they call the Aryan cycle, which is supposed to be more mental, and Hitler misused that term. He used it for his own purposes, but it really doesn't mean what Hitler had it mean or said that it meant.
What does your gut tell you, Dorothy, about Atlantis? Did it sink because some Earth calamity of something happened like that, or did they blow themselves up in some war or some technological disaster?
Well, in the book, there are three leading magi of Atlantis, and one is the eldest is Sirius, and then there's Polaris, who's the main character, and then there's Merrick. And during Atlantean times, apparently we had a pole star. That pole star was fixed, and that pole star was Polaris. And it was trining with two other star systems, Sirius and the pointers, Merrick and Dubey. So I named my three magicians after that. And then in this work, it also talked about the fact that that something happened, and the planet, it was so horrific that the planet was literally thrown off its axis, and that it has wobbled in its orbit ever since that time. And, you know, George, I didn't remember that from school. I kind of remembered that the moon, you know, moves like a bell.
Yeah.
But I didn't remember that our planet wobbled, so I called.
I
called the planetarium in Los Angeles. I was living there at the time. And talked to one of the scientists there, and I told him that I was doing some research and writing a book, and I just, you know, it's just one line of the book, but I wanted to make sure it was correct. And I said, do you have any scientific evidence of this? He said, well, I can't say it was Atlantis, but there was an event a long, long time ago. It could be 25,000 years ago. He said, there's evidence of it because of flooding and that the planet actually changed its shape. And so there could have been a pole shift. He didn't say that. I'm saying that. There could have been a pole shift.
Well, you may be right, though.
So then he said to me, he said, you know, it looks like we're headed toward a pole star. It looks like we're headed toward Vega, but if not Vega, the next star up. And I said, what's the next star up? And he said, Polaris. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, you know, if we fix on Polaris, perhaps the planet will look as it did during Atlantean times. And what Edgar Cayce said was correct. You know, he talked about the Mississippi widening.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about the land around Virginia Beach rising up, and that Atlantis would also rise.